All right.
Welcome to the
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank you to everybody that came out to the Denver Comedy Works over Memorial Day weekend. It was a good showing, and we had some pretty good shows. I want to thank Brian, and John Boy.
Well, that was a lot of Ryan and Brian's.
I know, and there was a few people in the, there was a guy in the front row who I was like, he didn't let me know he's a beach cop, but he's like, I like when my girlfriend pegs me. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go.
Unless he just is into that.
No, because then later I go, what do you do for a job? He said, I'm a beach cop. So,
well,
I figured that was confirmation.
There's a tell right there.
Also, a bit of a mystery. I don't know, Aaron, if you want me to disclose this, because you may be the culprit, but there was half a duty in the toilet when I took a piss. In the studio.
Uh-oh.
Who left the half a duty in there?
That was not me. I've been stuck in here.
Uh-oh.
Aaron,
are you going to get to the bottom of this around the office, see who what's going on?
I'm not a Duke cop, no.
I wonder what happened. Who was recording before us? Can we ask that?
Sure. Sounds like a cult. Is their podcast.
Whoa.
Okay.
Do they get nervous before they start recording?
Did any of them seem guilty? Guilty conscience?
No. No, they didn't.
Okay.
Do you think
they were in here, like, they left a second before you walked in the door, so.
But they were here, obviously, before that.
Yeah, but they were in here in the room.
Like, were they left.
They never excused themselves for, like, 5 minutes, so.
Did they seem rushed when they got in here?
No.
Okay, maybe not them.
I feel safe ruling them out.
There's about 10 people in this office right now. Which one of them could it have been?
Do you think it's a practical joke? It's possible.
Possible.
It is all things comedy.
I did feel it to make sure it was real, so it's not just a fake log in there.
You could bag it, DNA test it.
Yeah, man, I think I'm going to invest about five grand into figuring out who did this, all for it to come back to Aaron.
Could be a Bill Burr power play.
Send it to the good folks at Cologuard, just see if this person has good colon health.
Could be a dog.
Yeah, what if I get it tested and I find out they have rectal cancer?
Exactly.
But the person is still too embarrassed to admit it was them.
And then they're going to die.
Yeah.
Wow. Stay tuned, everybody. Will we solve this caper? Or will we
this
not?
This crapper.
Yeah.
Will we solve this crapper is the real thing.
That is a real question.
These not having headphones is throwing me off a bit. Because I can barely hear Aaron.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I can hear Aaron.
It's okay. My hearing isn't the best anymore.
We were supposed to have Big Earl Skakel on the show. He went to AEW Wrestling on Wednesday night. Yeah. I don't know if he goes to these shows alone or if he goes with people.
Was he on? Somebody said that he was going to be on the show.
I think that was somebody having a good time. He was disappointed. His hero, Sting, was not there.
Really? Was he supposed to be?
And so then he called in sick that he couldn't come into the show. I don't know if he was supposed to be.
Jeez.
Uh-oh, Aaron's on the move.
Aaron, what's going on
What's
here?
Happening?
Aaron, what? Oh, whoa.
You got headphones.
I got headphones.
Look at that. You're making Aaron earn his money today. Yeah, I don't know if Sting was supposed to be on the card, but it was a disappointed Earl. He's like a young child who...
He said his throat was sore after that. Maybe he was sucking Sting's dick.
I thought he was probably doing some yelling for some of his favorite wrestlers. Getting crazy. I don't know.
I think he couldn't come in. He's like, those gas prices are too high.
That might be it, too. But he said he was sick. He apologized, but maybe we'll get him next week. We'll see.
He said it's going to be an epic episode next week.
He said, I'm going to come in hot right off AEW. Let's make it an all-timer.
I mean, last time he was here in a mask, so he could have just worn that again, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know. I don't know what happened. He was at AEW. I saw he had a picture with some hockey podcast guy who was, I think, I don't know if he was with that guy or they just happened to be sitting near each other. Some other comics went. I think Matt Edgar was there.
Where do these take place?
This was at the Forum.
Okay, so these are big events. I don't know. What's AEW now?
It's, what's it stand for?
The old W...
No, it's a new organization run by this guy, Tony Khan, whose father, Shad Khan, owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, a lot of money, I think a billionaire.
Okay.
And he just basically gave his son all this cash, and he's like, go, you know, to go do this.
And he, Sting now, how old Sting? 60?
63, I
God
think.
God damn.
He's a little younger than Earl.
Jesus Christ. And this guy's still out. No wonder he didn't show up.
Ric Flair just announced, yeah, he is 63. Ric Flair just announced he's got one more match. Despite doctors, he's like basically the real life version of the movie The Wrestler. He had that heart incident. Heart surgery. And so he's got one more match left in him. He's got to be in his late 70s. Let's see.
Wait, late 70s?
Mid.
No.
Yeah, he's old.
Early 70s.
He's 73, so close to mid.
Jesus Christ.
So he's got one more match. I saw a video of him training. I was like, this guy is not, he's going to die in the ring.
What, didn't his liver almost fucking
He had something where he almost died, I think.
God
Came
damn.
Close, and he's like, doctors are like, don't do this. And he's like, you know what, I got one more match. Who wants to see a 73-year-old simulate combat?
I think a lot of people.
I
like,
do not.
A lot of people are, I mean, Ric Flair is a huge name. They just want to see him. I think a lot of people, it's like NASCAR. They just want to see somebody die.
It's one thing to see.
Who's he going
to
fight, by the way?
I don't know. I'm not at somebody his age, I would guess.
Why doesn't he fight the Iron Sheik again?
Well, Iron Sheik can barely walk.
Well, that's great. It's great. It's a great match for him.
Yeah, I guess.
Walker match.
He Ric Flair's at the Comedy Store like a month or so ago.
Yeah, I remember people doing pics with
him. He was styling and profiling. You should do stand-up. Get him in the belly room.
Probably will. Why doesn't he go down to Mexico and wrestle?
Maybe he will. I don't know who's going to insure him. Who's going to say, like, I want you on my show?
I mean, what do you need insurance for?
In case he dies.
Yeah, but that's his, he signs a waiver.
Yeah, I guess.
If he dies, he dies. Drago.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's clamoring for him. I think the WWE told him, like, we're not interested. We don't want us.
But if you're going to die in the ring, wouldn't the WWE be the place to have this old man die?
Well, they've already had that happen before, so I think they're...
Oh, but that was an accident.
Yeah, I think they're like, we're good on death for now.
Damn.
So I don't know. We'll see. Keep your eye open. Speaking of old people still doing what they love, this is from Mary. We got an 83-year-old pastor. What's this dude's name? Norm Self. This guy, he traded in his role as a pastor to take on a new role as being a porn star. 83 years old.
Wow.
And he says sex can help people bring people closer to God.
Is he having sex with, like, young women?
Young men.
Oh, okay.
He's a gay fellow.
Either way, terrible for the young people involved in this.
So 5 years ago, he got into this, so he wasn't quite 83 yet.
Yeah,
but
it's a ripe old age of 78.
He's from North Carolina. I believe sex should be treated as a joyous part of spiritual life.
And you should make a couple bucks doing it.
Spent most of his life serving his Christian faith in the church, but in his 80s, he decided he was going to quit. Earlier in life, he'd been married to a woman for nearly 30 years, eventually realized he was gay.
How do you eventually realize that you're gay after 30 years of marriage?
Slowly came to it.
I'm not puking every time I fuck her. It's
took him 20 years to come out publicly and express his sexuality through adult films. So that's a big leap.
It's an interesting way to put it. Express your sexuality. You know what? Next time I'm watching a porno, my wife finds me, I'm going to be like, I'm expressing my sexuality.
As are the people involved in the movie. He made his movie debut in 2017, according to a 2019 documentary that was on Channel 5 that says. I don't know what Channel 5
Channel
is
or 5.
Where it is. I don't know.
Hey, it's Channel 5 in Oklahoma City. We have a real story for you this week.
He told that news station, it's almost like having a party. That's one of the things I admire about this way of doing porn. So he's like, it's a good old time.
Yeah, but what...
is he fucking or is he getting fucked? An 83-year-old?
It doesn't matter.
Either way.
But how is he doing it that's different? That's like a party.
It doesn't say. Maybe Bushman's there who loves the party.
Is he doing poppers?
Could be. Maybe they have like chips and dip and 6 foot sub.
Dude, if you're 83, you got to know none of these guys want to fuck you.
You would think, yeah.
You'd have to feel terrible.
Well, I don't think he. I think he's loving it, but
I don't. I mean, but still, you got to be like, damn, these guys are doing this for a paycheck. They are not enjoying this whatsoever.
I think he's just like, whatever. I'll take it. I'm gaming the system.
Got a saggy ass, saggy balls,
saggy everything.
Says he's uncircumcised. Jesus.
He says we're gonna have sex anyway, so why not make it a liberating and bonding experience instead of hiding it away in the shadows?
Yeah, and also, why not fill out a W-9?
So far, though, he's done his porn work free of charge. Pro boner.
I take everything I said back. This guy's So this guy's just using it to fuck.
For love of the game.
He's just trying to fuck like young, hot dudes.
He made probably enough as a pastor. He's like, I'm in here to fuck. For
Was he a televangelist or was he just a standard pastor?
I think just a standard pastor.
He probably is living off of his, they probably give you some sort of... payment, right?
Yeah.
Retirement.
In a previous interview, we told the Huffington Post that the experience has been, in quote, delightful. He's really loving it. I find these days that my body is indeed a temple where intimacy and ecstasy intermingle.
What is Garrison Keillor?
Jesus Christ. Gross. He has plans to keep starring in films until society removes sex-negative norms from its vocabulary. So he's trying to make a statement.
I hope that's within the next 2 years because he's probably going to be dead soon.
This guy, I mean, he's got to be taking Viagra, clearly, or something.
Does it show any of the guys that are fucking him?
No.
Because...
They didn't want their picture used in the media.
Jesus. I feel bad whenever I see a young lady, now a guy, ask to fuck some 80-year-old. Jesus Christ.
He said he would like the negative views to be replaced with a message that says people have the right to enjoy erotic joy. It's a lot of joy in there. He says, we who have experienced that owe it to our sisters and brothers to share that good news with all who will hear it.
He's
like now a pastor for porn. The porn pastor.
Dude, this guy just making out with dudes and then they're just like disgusted. I mean, they're disgusted. Is this guy in good shape at all?
I mean, they just show his face. I'm sure he has 12-pack abs.
Does he look like an 83-year-old dude?
Yes.
Okay.
Looks like maybe older. He says he does have one boner to pick. They said bone. I said boner. With his new career path, he says he's not a big fan of the word porn. But as he's...
So what's he want to change it to?
He says everything outside conventional norms is labeled porn.
Is that true?
But he says he is happy to embrace the porn star title, so...
This guy's a real conundrum here. Anti-porn, loves the porn star title. What do you mean everything outside the norm is considered porn? Everything that you film.
On film, if it's sex, yeah, it's porn. What does he want it to be called?
If you're filming and you're putting it out there and somebody's making money off of it, then it's porn.
Yeah.
I love when people get hung up on the titles. They're like, we should change it to something else. Yeah. And then that thing just becomes porn.
Wonder how his ex-wife feels about it. Aaron, I'm sending you the link to, we'll see what this guy looks like on the...
She's probably...
On the big screen.
I mean, she's probably happy for him. She's like, hey, there's my ex-husband getting railed by
for free.
Six dudes.
He's loving it. He's like, they're like, no, still no cash? He's like, no thanks. I'm here for the free hot dogs and the dongs.
I'm here for three hot loads a day.
Nope.
Hot loads in a cot.
I don't want to have to pay taxes on it. Dude, this guy looks like an old man sitting on a rocker on his porch.
Who walks by this guy and goes, hey.
Norm Self.
By the way, who's watching his pornos? Who's going to recognize him in the neighborhood?
I've seen a few. They're not bad.
Does this guy have a long dong?
It's 18 inches.
I mean, he must be Viagra-ing the shit out of
it. Here's a picture of him naked. Yeah, he's got a pretty big wang.
Can we show the naked?
He looks like Joe Biden.
He'll bite. I hope he's doing Biden porn.
Oh, God. Here he is with like four fucking guys
naked.
Let
me see this photo. Well, you can't show it in the camera.
Oh, the dong?
Oh, yeah. Let me see what this guy's packing here.
Okay.
See if this is a quality pastor cock.
Let's see here. It's that that top one. Well, any of them real.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
83-year-old man with his hands above his, like, on his boobies almost.
Oh, dude, that's horrific.
Look at this one.
Whoa, close it up. It's going to get on camera. What the fuck? Jesus. It was like a cowboy porno.
Aaron, are you a fan of this guy? You heard of him?
I've never heard of him.
No. There he is. I heard he's a great softball player if you want to bring him on the team.
Dude, he does look like Biden's cousin.
It's Mo Biden.
A rocking chair and everything.
Yeah, he's on the rocking chair. Looks like he has almost like a cabin-style house. There he is, thinking about, he's right there. He's just thinking about some new projects he's got
going. Yeah, he's like, am I gonna suck and fuck? I'm gonna get sucked and fucked.
He's like, how clean is my ass? Can I go to work right now? Do I have to wait?
He's probably not. Oh, that's, I didn't even think about that.
He's got leaks.
You're older.
He's got loose bowels.
He's
got to take his diaper off to do scenes.
Maybe he's the guy that left the log in the toilet.
he's working here now. He might be doing the show here now.
Dang.
Former pastor turned porn star. He doesn't like that title. Well, he doesn't mind porn star. He doesn't say porn.
Does he have kids?
Didn't say.
Is anybody? Man,
he does. They're proud of him.
Do you have a grandfather, Aaron?
He did.
I have not had a grandfather since 1987.
Since 87?
Wow.
Me, 92. But would you be happy if your grandfather was doing porn at 80?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it matters. It doesn't matter whether it's gay or straight porn. It would just be, it'd be tough.
You're like, what's your
ridicule?
What's your grandpa into? Oh, he's still working, surprisingly. I don't know if I can call it work. He doesn't make money.
Wait, no, it's a joy for him.
Yeah, he just loves it. Before, he used to be a pastor. You may know him from back in church, but now he's doing a little something different.
Yeah. Have you seen, there's one where the two guys get him on a rotisserie. We've got a wiener in the mouth, wiener in the butt, and you're just turning him around.
I mean, this guy, I think this is in North Carolina, it said. The congregants can't be loving this.
I would say it's frowned upon, particularly in that area. Wait, in where? North Carolina?
I think so.
Maybe DeWitt knows him.
Yeah, DeWitt grew up with him.
Could be DeWitt's grandfather.
He taught DeWitt in CCD. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
I saw a thing online. There was a clip going around on YouTube about this. It was like, I don't know what level. He was a pastor. He was making this speech. And he's at in front of the congregation, and he's like, I have sinned. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, he's like, 20 years ago, I had an affair.
By the way, he's like 60 now.
Yeah, he's an older man.
When he was 40.
He's like, I had an affair. I was wrong. I admit it.
Yeah.
I am coming before God and my congregation to say I'm sorry, but that I have failed. He's like, I'm going to step down. I'm going to let the church decide like what to do, how to handle this. And then all of a sudden, some lady and her husband storm the stage.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, you didn't have an affair. You were raping me. I was 16.
Fucking crazy.
And then his son comes up. They have like a quick back and forth, her and the son. The husband then takes the mic and he's like, he adds his 2 cents.
No, but it went on for a while. She detailed, like, it was horrific.
Yeah.
Fucking guy should be in jail.
They had jewelry. They had, like, and then he came back, and I was shocked. He admitted it on the video. He was like,
well, what's he going to do?
I mean, I guess he could.
Also, he was like, he's so indoctrinated into it. He was like, I'm just asking for your forgiveness.
And so then some of the congregants started yelling, like, negative stuff at him. But then a bunch of them went up and did, like, a prayer circle with the guy after, at the end.
Fuck those people. That guy was 40 years old.
Rapist.
She was 16. He fucked her on the floor of his office.
I was rooting for them to just go up there and beat him to death.
They should.
But no one beat him.
Dude, it wasn't like the guy was, like, 18.
No.
He was 40 years old.
Well, and to get up in front of them and say, I had an affair when you know it wasn't an affair.
He's a better ass.
It's like, yeah, I had an affair. Okay, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, I made a mistake. My wife and my kids. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's like, please give me your forgiveness.
It was all about him. Like, I feel so bad for me. I made a mistake.
Well, I felt bad because that lady was like, I thought I did something wrong for all these years.
Yeah, she's like, I talked to my brother, blah, blah, blah. She, like, something, like, made her see it differently or something.
Yeah, somebody should have. I would have gone up and just fucking.
There was a group who were like, the mob was starting to form a little bit, but then people started supporting him, and I think
that's weird. People
stopped
were like, he said he was sorry. Rapist.
Like, what? They're like, let's go hug this guy. Like, a bunch of them went up there. Probably like 20 people, maybe
dude, it's
more.
All brainwashing these fucking animals. That's why he thought he's like, oh, I'll get away with this.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to him. They are going to. I mean,
an affair. You're 40 years old. You're fucking a teenager.
Yeah, it's not an affair.
God damn.
Yeah, I was like, geez. I think someone obviously told him, like, we're coming out with this if you don't. So he's like, all right, fine. I guess I got to announce
it. Here, got to go do it.
Yeah, and his son was like, don't do this. And I was like, fuck you. Don't do this.
Hey, sorry, your dad's a shit fan.
Not her fault.
Also, I'm going to be honest with you, probably not the only one.
Yeah, I would say that.
It's fucking psycho.
Yeah. So, pastors, be careful. You're a pastor.
Do you go to church, Aaron?
I do not.
Aaron goes to the...
You're going to burn in hell.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll be right there with you.
Man. So he's going to be in softball heaven.
I'm going to start going to church so that I can fucking encounter one of these situations.
Jesus.
And come to the support of the victim.
Apparently, being a pastor, that world is more crazy than comedy, I guess.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a new comedy.
Have you ever heard the Joe Rogan of pastors? He's like, if you haven't been to this particular church...
Joel Osteen? Is he the Joe Rogan? Who is the Joe Rogan of pastors?
I don't know, but I'm sure
one of those mega guys with the Jets?
It's just like when everyone's like, comedy's so crazy. Yeah, everything's crazy, dude. What about an underwater welder? That's probably pretty fucking crazy, too.
You think they're fucking? And
dude, they're doing crazy shit.
Underwater?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where...
Near death.
That's where the craziest stuff goes on.
That's why I'm tired of the... They're like, comedy, it's not like anything else. It's like, yeah, you know what else isn't like anything else? Refueling a jet midair? Probably not like anything else you're going to fucking do.
Crab fishing?
Crab fishing also.
Getting crabs like Aaron did in college?
Is that true?
Never happened.
Come on, Aaron. It's time to come clean. You had an affair. It was someone legal age, though.
You left that log in the toilet.
We got to get a logarithm to see.
We got to see
who's involved.
We've got
a. How do you not see that when you flush a toilet, you got to check that the job has been done?
Who flushes, doesn't look, and just takes off?
You can't do a no look flush.
By the way, it leads me to believe they didn't wash. Oh, here's the other part of it. Lid completely closed.
Oh, so they closed the lid to avoid fecal matter.
Top lid, like to cover it up.
No, but I think they tried to avoid the duty fumes from coming up, but then they didn't lift it to see what happened.
Come on. Duty fumes?
I don't know.
That's not duty. There's no duty fumes. It leads me to believe they didn't wash their hands either.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, I feel like you would know. Like, you're in there a long time. You're like, something doesn't feel right. Aaron, let me smell your fingers.
I just saw something today where, I don't know, some research group took the water from Vegas pool party pools to study it. They wanted to see levels of bacteria, and the findings were fairly frightening. They said, like, the level of contamination was, like, very, very, very high.
Is it, like, raw sewage?
They said it was a lot of fecal matter. I think they said urine levels high.
Oh, yeah. I piss in those pools all the time. Or when I would go, I don't go very often.
No, but I mean, these are the ones with, like, those day parties where it's just, like, shoulder-to-shoulder people.
Yeah.
Drinking.
I've been to two of those.
And they say, like, horrific. There's, like, cups and stuff in the pool. People just throw their drinks in there. Yeah, they said it was a pretty high level.
I would imagine.
Don't swallow that water is what I say.
Jesus. Sometimes I just put my cup in there and fill it up with pool water.
I'm assuming by the end of the day, you can see kind of it get cloudy.
Have you been? No, you can see it while you're in there. It's murky. I went to Caesar's Palace like, I don't know, 8 years ago or something, and went to one of those day pools. And dude, the water started just getting murky. Like, it was bad. You could smell it. It was like, it was like swimming in raw sewage.
If you drop anything, you just got to either feel around for it or you just leave it.
Oh, I dropped a corn dog, but I got it. It's the 5 second rule. It didn't hit the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, so that's fine. They said that's fine as long as it doesn't hit the bottom. It's a good it's a good research assignment. Those guys get to go to Vegas, women go to Vegas, test that water.
Ugh.
During the parties.
This is why I only drink out of the lazy river.
The worst river there is.
Yeah, I'd say you may be not doing something good there.
The current, man, keeps it moving.
Okay. It's very slow, though.
Aaron just stays there with his mouth open as the water flows, so he gets a taste of the whole pool. You can't be licking boobies after that pool either. You can't get that water in there.
Can't be doing anything. Better take a hot go to a car wash, let the hot water and wax all over your body.
Bleach bath.
Ugh.
Fuck. Jesus.
Vegas pool parties, man. Got to be careful out there, everybody. I want to raise somebody in a Vegas pool party.
Through the people. Could you do a round? I think the Caesar's Palace is like a oval or a circle with like an island.
Yeah, you got to go around and there's people in there partying. You're just going to hit people's asses and their crotches.
I would like to see a circular or an oval pool racing.
I just looked up Vegas pool party to see if I could find what I was looking at earlier, but I can't. But this says the best gay pool party in Las Vegas. We should send that guy Norm Self out there to pound.
Norm Self, is that his porn name or his actual name?
I think it's his actual name.
His porn name is Norm Self Pleasure.
He doesn't believe in porn names. He's like, you go as yourself. As Norm Self.
What's the best gay pool party?
Let's see.
This is an all-gay episode. Aaron, you're loving it.
It says it's the Aaron softball party. It says...
yeah, there's pizza, and there's a pool.
Temptation Sundays at the Luxor.
Oh.
That's what it has. That's what this says.
Can you go if you're straight?
That's what queerintheworld.com says. Let's see. It's a bundle of hedonistic fun and city form. Perfect.
What is that? What does this hedonistic fun mean? Is there there's like fucking going on?
I would assume at a gay pool party, yeah. The dudes, at least. It's a perfect place to come when you want to treat yourself.
Is that with a U?
It's an O, but I think it could be either.
Okay.
Whether that's in one of the 5-star hotels, a boozy night at a show, or with lazy days by the pool. Let's see what else we got here.
Do they have a nude section? Because there was I saw in a pool, there's like a curtain. And that was like a nude section.
Surprisingly, Vegas hasn't got much of a gay scene.
Well, they're trying to attract like Midwestern families now.
Yeah, I don't know if that fits
who are in like, that. Hey, with mom, dad.
So it says Temptation Sundays at the Luxor Hotel and Casino, otherwise known as the best gay pool party in Las Vegas. That's right, a gay pool party right next to the iconic Black Pyramid of the Luxor.
And after that, we go to Kiss Mini Golf.
Well, also, wait, hold on. Wait, what's the mini golf? Kiss?
Kiss, yeah. Kiss themed mini golf. Yeah.
Is that where Earl goes? Earl works there.
Is that the best gay miniature golf course in Vegas?
I mean, it's all black light, so yeah.
Also, what is it? They're like, can you believe it? It's right next to the iconic fake pyramid hotel.
Should be more of a penis shaped thing, don't you think?
You think that they should
like the Washington Monument or some sort of penis. Not the pyramid's not really a penis shaped object.
Yeah, no, it's more of a pyramid-shaped object.
This is, if you're interested, this is Sunday between 1 and 7. It's PM through the summer.
We'll put the P in your M.
It's hosted and promoted by local personality Jay Sun of the Naked Boy News website. I don't know what that is.
I was hoping you were going to say Carrot Top.
He does the comedy. He does the warm-up.
He smashes your hog with a hammer.
They have top 40 music, electric dance, old school pop. Adult only. You have to be 21 or over.
Oh.
While it is LGBT focused, certainly all inclusive. So bring all your friends, gay, straight, whatever.
So you can go.
It says, or unicorn. Speaking of unicorns, you'll also find plenty of unicorn floaties bobbing around in the pool. Only costs $15.
Wow. I would go there because it's probably one of the cheaper ways to get into a pool party. Like, hey, guys, I'm just here for the discounted fare.
Here with my buddies.
That's
here with my pastor.
It's an interesting and tempting idea.
Yeah, it is. You know,
Aaron, what's your record right now? Did you play?
Did we play? Yeah, we played last night.
How'd you win?
Did not. Lost by one.
Wow.
I rode back and forth her.
Jesus, Aaron. Who dropped the ball on that?
I mean, I led off the final inning. Didn't help that I grounded out.
Yeah. Well, you're team captain. You got to take full responsibility for all losses.
There was just one inning where they hit, you know, a 3-run homer and then a 2-run.
I blame the pitching on that, Aaron.
Well, that's me. But
it's the finger.
Neither could have been prevented. The one literally hit the line. The chalk kicked up, and it's like, oh well, nothing you can do about that. And then
yeah, but it could have been prevented by not getting the hit in the first place.
The game before last week's game was crazy. Because it ended in a tie, so we go to what they call a California tiebreaker.
Oh, shit. That's where you're allowed to smoke weed, like being California sober?
No, it has guacamole on it.
Oh.
No. They put guacamole all over the ball? Slick it up?
I think they put it on your weed.
Oh, wow. That's going to be hard to light.
No, no. You pick your best three hitters, and then the score is how many total bases you get amongst those three. So it's a total of, what is it, 12 is the most you can have?
This sounds complicated.
It is. It is, and it gets wacky.
Why not just play sudden death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's making these rules?
I never thought about it.
It's more to like, it's over quickly because it's only the three batters.
This is real Savannah Banana style gonzo rules.
It really is.
Oh, by the way, I saw did you watch the Real Sports on the Savannah Bananas?
I have to get Apple or whatever it is.
Well, it's ESPN HBO. Plus. It's fantastic.
Isn't it ESPN?
They're coming.
Real Sports?
No, they're coming to ESPN.
Sports, yeah. I think I have seen the Real Sports.
Someone said it's ESPN Plus, I think, is going to carry Banana Games coming up.
Oh, really?
Soon.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why they did this long piece on them. But it was fascinating.
Didn't they do another one? Or is this the older one?
This is an in-depth new one. It's brand new. It just came out this month or last week. Wait, so you know the guy that started them?
No, my buddy he played on his college baseball team.
Ah, okay. Because I love the time limit. It's a 2-hour game. That's it.
Well, that's banana ball, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's... Dude, I love all the changes he made. His guy's catching bananas in their pants. You throw a banana out from the stands, and a guy runs out there and catches them in his pants.
What's he do with them? Just give them out to kids?
I don't know. You can smell them after. I don't know.
He signs them.
They had all kinds of stuff. Like, that's the baseball I want to watch. Fuck the old ways.
Yeah, baseball ratings are down. Bring in some of this stuff.
And he said it right there.
You got old porn stars watching it. You go for the young porn stars.
Yeah, the horny ones.
So, may I finish my story?
No. We've heard enough here.
All right, so you're playing California rules.
California rules. So our first batter comes up. He's usually very reliable. He pops up to the first baseman, one out. You only get three outs, or I'll explain. So next batter comes up. He's a comic. No, actually it's Mike. Mike Bernalina from ATC.
Oh. One of your best hitters.
Or is that just a political move?
He's your boss.
He's been struggling a little bit lately, but
he
didn't admit
struggling
that.
With flush and
I'm gonna text him right now.
He's not here. He's not here today.
Well, that's why I'm texting him. This guy acts like you can't text him. He's not in the building.
Struggling with flushing the toilets? Is that what you're saying there?
No, I didn't want to say it.
He's not here. But one thing he is very fast. So he hits well. He's left-handed, so that's always a bit of a cross-up to the other team. And he runs well. So
did you say you may run like Hayes, but you hit like shit? So you hit him on the ground and run it out.
Is that what you told him?
Sure.
You say he runs well, like he's graceful but slow?
No, he's fast.
He's got everyone admires his form.
No, he's fast. Yeah, okay. He's fast. So he hits a single, and then our next batter comes up and hits a triple.
Whoa.
And Mike scores. So that's and he has to slide at home. It's a close play at the plate as well. So that's seven total bases, right?
Did he go head first, or does he go
traditional? No, he went feet first. Feet first.
Yeah. He scored a triple double.
No,
he's gonna go to Fat Burger.
He go hook slide. He go pop up. He go back door.
He just went straight in. Just straight in.
Yeah. All right. The catcher's wear any protective gear?
No.
No gear.
No gear.
That's how you hurt your finger.
No. Okay. So that's, so Mike goes four bases, and then the next guy goes three. So that's seven bases, right?
Yeah.
So their team comes up. They've got the last at bat because they're the home team. And their first batter hits a single, so one base there. And then the next batter, I get him to pop out to left field. So no advance, so still one base. So all we really have to do is prevent a home run. So I tell my outfielders, I'm like, everybody play, and they're already playing back, but I'm like, play deep enough to nothing goes over your head. Next guy comes up, I throw him a ball really inside, and surprisingly he swings at it, which was kind of a shock. He hits it, he probably swings 75%, so he hits it well in front of my left center fielder. So the runner from first is going and running, and basically once the third batter bats, you don't stop. You just keep going. The other team has to stop you. Because you want those extra bases.
You have to stop them using physical force.
Yeah, potentially.
Using violence.
There's still some rules. Like
can you mace them?
You can't obstruct them, so, you know.
You can't stand in front. What?
No, yeah, you can't.
Oh, so you're saying, like, when you go home, you can go back to first base, right?
No, no.
No, so once
I'm
you go
just
home,
saying, like,
home.
When the third, once the
Got
third
it,
batter
you're just
comes
going,
up,
you're trying to run home no matter what.
Yeah, once the third batter comes, the first two batters, you play it like normal. Like,
yeah.
You try to get them out, but you also try to knock it out. The third batter comes up, it's a fucking melee, because it's just like, everybody's got to get, we got to get them to stop moving. Ideally, you want to get the ball to the base in front of them so they can't reach it.
You want to bend it like Beckham.
No. So the first runner's running, and he scores. Second runner, by the time the throw comes in, and it skips past my second baseman, and luckily I'm there to catch it, and I pick it up off the ground, and I look up, and the runner is right in front of me.
Oh, boy. It's all up to Aaron now.
Yeah. So I reach out to tag him, but he's like a foot farther than my arms will reach.
Oh, dude. If only you were Inspector Gadget.
And he's fully running full speed, and I'm just like just trying to get the ball off the ground, so I'm not running. So I try to chase him for a second, and I'm like, this ain't going to work. So I try to throw the ball like a dart to my third baseman. Who's at the bag waiting. We stop him. Game over, we win.
Wow.
I throw it, and just at the moment I let go, his head moves right where the ball's going.
Ooh.
Hits him in the back of the head.
Concusses him.
No, no.
Kills him.
I threw it like a dart, so I'm not throwing it super hard, but just trying to be accurate. It skips away. He rounds third, goes home and scores, and we lose.
You wear helmets, right?
No.
No helmets?
No helmets, no. Some people do, but nobody really.
No,
not in
helmets.
A men's league. In a co-ed league, you'll see some ladies wearing helmets.
When you throw it to another base, do you go underhand?
It depends.
Or
depends
you can go situation. Overhand, though.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
If you get a ball in the head, like you're sliding or something?
Yeah, I've taken, you know, errant throws in the ankles and...
You've taken a few balls to the chin.
Do you...
No, thankfully not.
Hey, go to Luxor on a Sunday. Do you ever...
So moral of the story is all I had to do was, once I picked that ball up, just throw it directly to third, and the runner can't get there, and it's game over, and we win. But because he was right in front of me, I was like, oh, shit, you know, and who would pass up the opportunity to tag a guy right in front of him?
Sounds like you've been beating yourself up about this.
Yeah.
You talk to your sports psychologist about it, try to move on. Yeah.
I mean, I blame your T-Rex arms. They just weren't, if they were like the length of a normal man's arms, then you could have reached out and tagged the guy.
I mean, I wear a big glove too. Like it's.
Well, people don't know that your hands start right at your elbow.
You wear a novelty glove like those oversized cowboy hats.
Yeah. That would be great. Can you do that?
It's a huge joke glove.
Could you wear that? Like a fucking 5-foot glove.
I mean, you got to be able to make it work for you.
Yeah.
You mean fashion-wise?
Yeah.
In the game.
Who wore it better, Aaron or this other guy?
Or Mike?
I wear a 14-inch glove, which is a big glove.
Whoa, bragger over here. What is that? What is
15
that?
15 is as high as it goes.
And size queens.
What is that in hog length?
Four hogs, probably.
Four-inch hog?
Let me see a 14-inch glove, what it looks like.
It doesn't look crazy, but it is big.
You have huge hands?
No, not really, but I didn't break it in.
Can you put
so
a picture,
soft that...
Can you put a picture of your hands up on the screen for people watching at home?
You see like a big old glove.
Oh, I just looked it up. It says, 15's max and children's.
Well, because the softball itself is 11 or 12 inches around, so you got to...
How'd you measure that?
That's how they're sold. So you can't have a baseball glove. A baseball glove is like 11 and a half, 12.
So you have to buy a glove for these leagues? Is that what you're telling me?
I recommend everybody do it. Some of my players play with very small gloves, which
and
fit
you
in my
scold
glove.
Them. You're like, you're cut if you
I
don't
do,
get a softball
I do
glove.
Scold them. I put their glove in my glove, and I say, you have a This is for babies.
Shame that.
Jesus. I do. I say this is for babies. This is why you drop the ball all the time. Man,
look at Aaron over here, a real shower.
Yeah. Team morale is going to be low if you keep up these antics. Goes,
look at how big my glove is.
Look at this. I could fit his little dinky glove inside of my glove. Yeah. I could fit two of those in there.
Damn, man. Yeah. Look at you.
It's really? It's very gear oriented. You have to like know what you're using. And
Aaron's like, look at this. One of our guys rode a bike here. His bike fits easily inside my glove.
What if I just duct taped an old newspaper to my hands and used that to catch? Would you be mad?
I don't think it would suit you and it would hurt.
What if I want to go bare hand like cricket?
Also very painful.
Would that be allowed, or would the umpire say that you got to wear a glove?
I would think they'd say you have to wear a glove, yeah.
Can you wear jewelry, or is that not allowed?
It's fine, yeah.
Jewelry's allowed.
They don't mess with that.
I can wear my chains.
Of course, you need to wear your chains if you're going to be able to play well.
Do you wear pants or shorts?
Aaron wears no pants.
I wear shorts.
He wears tighty whities on the mound.
That'd be great. That would be a great league. All tighty whities. Yeah. Just undies if you're a man or woman. Either way. And when you all undies league.
You slide into base.
You get a raspberry.
Like you shit your pants.
When you get a raspberry on your sides from the dirt.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
After the game, you go to the bathroom. Are there any duties floating in the toilet?
They're public bathrooms, so it's kind of free for all.
I just want to see if this follows you, if this sort of behavior follows you, not just at the studio.
After the game, when?
I did go to the bathroom yesterday before the game, and the urinal, the one urinal, the short one for kids and little people.
Yeah.
The water was completely to the top, and I was like, nope.
What, did you suck some of it down so you could fit your urine in there?
Well,
how'd you fill your water bottle?
Yeah, that's how
all the way full.
I had to use that as a test comparison to the Vegas pool water.
I always use the lower one. I like it.
Less splashback.
Yeah. Generally, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, the splashback just gets on your calves and not your upper body.
That's better.
I saw one, though, not that long ago, and at my height, I have pretty long legs too, and I was right at the max. Like, you couldn't be any shorter than me and use this. And there was like four of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was shocked. I don't know if there are people are peeing up.
I once went to, a nightclub that I think a lot of NBA players went to, and the urinal was like around my chest.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was real tall.
You had to get a rope ladder to climb up and take a dump.
Yeah, I'd never seen it before, but I thought it was pretty cool.
I want to see Shaq's toilet. Oh, I mean, he clearly has one that is built.
It'd have to be wider, too, I would think. It's just got a bigger body.
Yeah, and bigger pipes. He probably can't take a dump in a regular establishment.
He could blow the toilet up.
He could probably have to carry his own plunger with him.
Carries his own toilet around everywhere he goes in a wheelbarrow. I saw he was on this, I think it was a sports podcast, and this dude, there was like three dudes. One dude just kept needling him with questions about fucking, and he just kept like looking at, like, he's like, what's with this guy to the other guys? And they're just like, oh, he always loves
fucking.
I think they were like, he asks crazy stuff, and he's like, but how do you fuck? Like, it, you know, look at you and look at most women. Like, how does it work? And Chuck's like, what do you mean, how does it work? He's like,
it works just like what are you talking about?
And then
about?
He just like, he's like, he's like, the woman, he's like, either out, she's on top, like, he's like, she's there. He's like, what do you mean, how does it work?
What is he talking?
Yeah, the guy like couldn't comprehend how he could fuck somebody.
That's some fucking stupid ass shit that you would hear on this show.
That's what Aaron would ask. Aaron, when in a game where clearly it seems like you made a mistake at the end, how does it go after the game? People kind of give you the cold shoulder, or people telling you it's going to be okay?
Like the guy who batted first and popped out, he was like, obviously.
It's my fault.
If I'd done more there, we wouldn't even be in that situation.
I shouldn't have put you in that position, Aaron.
If you fuck up, though, and you know it's your fuck up, do you just blame somebody else on the team?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I would start doing that.
I've actually had a Facebook just reminded me that I had a game where I was playing first base, and the ball was thrown in the dirt and went past me, and I thought a runner scored, and I thought the game was over, and then another runner scored, and then the game was over because I just didn't even go get the ball. So, you know, that was worse than me hitting a guy in the back of the head.
Jesus.
What?
How are you high during these games? What's happening? It seems like you're not really aware of what's going on.
To be fair, the umpires don't always update the score real time. So, like, you don't know how close a game is sometimes until after the inning.
So they give you the scores at the end.
At the end of the inning.
They call. Do they text you on your drive home to tell you who won?
Like, did we win or not? I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
We'll find out at the end of the year when they tally the scores.
There's been a lot of situations where I didn't know what the score was, and my behavior was dictated by that.
So wouldn't that teach you to try to keep track of the score as best as you can?
Or always be
it would
winning.
Be it would or keep a book.
Yeah, a little notebook maybe in your back pocket like a golfer.
No.
Write it in the dirt with a stick? Something?
No, we just don't.
Is there ever any I feel like dogs probably go around. Are there any dog crap that you ever run into on the field?
No, there's no dog crap. They're pretty well kept.
I mean, we could
fields.
Make that happen if you tell Dude, us where you're playing.
I would love to fill the field with dog crap. And then the ball goes through. See how bad you really want to win.
We're going to get revenge on you for this floater you left and leave them all over the field.
What a way to start the show.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than flushing somebody else's mess.
Yeah, I left really an upper decker in there.
I'm going to go take a dump in there. Be like, this is how it was when I found it. I should have taken a picture so that we could have put it on the screen.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Then we could have said, like, does this shit look like it belongs to?
Shit looks like the Virgin Mary.
We got, since Aaron let us down in the sporting world, we got a story that supports the sporting world, makes it look good. Kevin Holland, UFC fighter, back saving lives once again.
What did he do?
Remember last time he was in the restaurant when a gunman came in and he saved him? Then he helped apprehend a gunman in March when he chased down an alleged carjacker in October. The March was the restaurant. So then I guess his adopted home state is Texas, must be where he trains. He saw a tractor trailer overturn on the highway.
Damn.
So the guy flipped an 18-wheeler. I got out and helped. He said the tractor trailer might seem almost pedestrian, considering that he's been like these violent criminals. But he said after witnessing it, it was crazy.
So he dragged the driver out and got him in a rear naked choke?
Yeah, he fought him.
Until the ambulance got here to help him?
He said, I'm driving the Regal, the old school, kind of like my Batmobile.
Yeah, what? A Buick Regal?
Yeah, that's what he says.
No shit, that's some super old school shit.
He said, everyone knows Batman is my favorite character. I'm not in the everyone, I guess.
Did Batman drive a Buick Regal? I thought he was like...
I don't think so.
I like this guy's style.
So that's probably why I intervene in all these things. I'm driving down the road. It's because he likes Batman. It's pretty... Jeez. So I'm driving down the road enjoying some good old 80s and 90s music, just cruising. It's very detailed. It's fast, but it's cruising. Then I look over to the right-hand side, and this guy looked like he was trying to get on the freeway pretty quick. I looked back straight. I looked back to the right-hand side, and he's sliding sideways. I'm like, gosh. I pulled the Regal over. Glad I put the new brakes on there. Hopped out, ran over there, jumped on top, ripped the door open, got the guy out. Jesus, this guy's like the Incredible Hulk.
This is a real hero story.
Yeah.
Real MMA fighter hero story.
Well, there was another MMA fighter saved.
This is real. This seems like he's the only one at the scene. Ripped an overturn.
According to Holland, the entrance ramp to the freeway was long, and it appeared the driver was picking up speed to join traffic.
They said it was a size 14 exit ramp.
That is true. That's when the situation turned dire as the driver lost control. The truck slid off the embankment before it flipped over. Jeez, 18-wheeler flipping over. Seeing that would be pretty crazy. He said he never batted an eye chasing down the carjacker or even the gunman, but he admits he was scared for the first time when he jumped on top of the truck to get the driver. He said, I get the guy out. There's fluids flowing out of the car. Maybe duty and semen from the toilet. He said, I get the guy out of the truck, and I'm scared. Every other time things have happened, I've been calm, cool, and collected. This time, I'm scared. I'm like, the truck's going to blow up. The guy gets back in his truck. He's like, I need my phone. I'm like, bro, I got a second phone in the car. You don't need your phone. We've got to go.
He's like,
I've got to get my shit. This guy may have had like some stuff on there that was criminal, possibly.
Yeah. That he wants it to burn.
Yeah, it's true. But he's like, I love looking at it.
He's like, oh, it's in the cloud.
So I help him get out the second time. And I'm like, bro, we've got to go. He's like, I think I need something else out of the truck.
No,
this guy keeps going back in.
He helped. He went back. Helped him out.
Twice.
Then he goes back in again.
Yeah. Then you're like, you're on your own. I'm out of here.
He's like, I got my Savannah banana tickets.
He's like, I got to get
in there.
I got to get my weight machine, like, over the top.
Maybe he had his piss-drinking monkey in there.
I don't know what he has in there, but he clearly wants to get it. Might have a pocket pussy in there. Kevin Holland says, I'm leaving. As I turn around, there's a
cop. He goes, fuck you.
Yeah, he's like,
I helped you twice.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done. I did my job. You keep going back in. As I turn around, there's a cop there, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? He said, you tell me what's going on. Who's driving? You or him? I'm like, no, my car's down there.
I got
there.
The Regal. I'm listening to 80s and 90s.
He said, that's one of those situations I probably should stay my ass in the car, because I think he was scared the cops would be like, fuck you, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I said there was no other vehicles involved in the accident. He slid perfectly on the grass. Holland said, I think the dude fell asleep while trying to get on there. Who knows?
I know. Who falls asleep when they're trying to get on the exit ramp? Usually after you've been driving for a few
He said,
miles.
I know how it is. I'm tired when I drive too. I'll be swerving. It happens. Jesus. He's like, hey, I've flipped some cars over. Who hasn't?
Hey, this is my third Regal.
The guy was perfectly fine, but all of a sudden when the officer pulled up, he was screaming. I was like, you're playing. The guy started losing it.
Whoa.
Holland has no idea why he continues to get into dangerous situations. Well, he said up there, it's because he likes Batman. He says he just knows he can't turn and walk away when there's a chance he could help. This guy, you have seen, he's to promote this guy
this
more.
Real.
This is like, how often do you see good PR for the UFC for fighters? Not very.
This guy should be fighting like accidents. They should bring in a turned over car with a family inside, and that's his opponent. He has to go in there while it's on fire, try to save him out of the octagon.
I'd go see that.
That's a good MMA fight right
during there. One of his fights, if he sees someone in the crowd like choking, he's going to leave the fight
do the Heimlich
to save him and then come back in, but he might get disqualified. He's set to return to action at UFC Austin on June 18th, and it's Rogan's a home gig for Rogan.
Yeah, and here is Aaron right now, BetDSI, or one of those, he's betting against him. He's a real American hero, and Aaron's like, I've got his opponent.
He should go to the cage with a cape and like a mask, really embrace this vigilante crime fighting.
I think the trucker should be in his corner.
He sounds like a wild card. He has to get all the shit out of his truck.
He's like, hold on, I got a sandwich in there.
Somebody gave me like they knit something for me. I got to get that.
I have to detach the beaded curtains.
I got
to
get the dice on my mirror. He's like, get the fuck, stop going in there. It's smoking. That reminds me. I have some weed in there. I should get that.
I have a picture of a...
my lighter. My good lighter. I don't want to lose that. It's a Zippo.
I have a classified ad for a go-kart I want to buy.
Oh, wait. I have lighter fluid I should probably get. I don't want to forget that. Oh, I got my Slurpee cup. I don't want to refill that.
I've got my jet fuel.
Oh, wait. There's some stuff in the back. I'm hauling. I should probably get that out while I'm at it.
Dude, what a...
Oh, I got my boxers. I have a clean pair of boxers in there.
Because I shit my
He's
pants.
Like, stop fucking... stop going in. He said... Kevin Holland said, this is a strange situation. He said, I got another situation that's way more wild than that. I'll never speak on it.
What does that mean?
He said, yeah, after that situation, I was like, how do I keep getting put in these situations?
He beat up some aliens.
Is that true? Alien ship crashed and he dragged them out?
Probably. That could be. So when I was young, I wanted to be a superhero.
Maybe it was like somebody was choking at the Luxor Hotel pool on a Sunday between 1 and 7.
Someone was gagging on a penis and he saved them. So when I was young, I wanted to be a superhero. So you got to be careful what you ask for. You ask for certain things and they start to happen. You wonder why these things are happening. You've got to be careful what you ask for. If he's that powerful, shouldn't you just say, I want like $18 million? Like,
no.
If you can make things come true.
By the way, there's no such thing as superheroes, so how can you become one?
He said, what I've learned talking to a good friend of mine, she actually has a fight coming up. She said, my boy, when you do Ratchet Hood stuff, you take your glasses off.
What?
When you do good stuff, you keep your glasses on. You're reverse Clark Kent. He said, I like that a lot, so I might start calling myself Clint Kark. What?
Are you
what
sure
the
that,
hell was that?
Are you sure any of this happened? These sounds fucking...
What the hell? That was like a word problem. So I guess she's saying he's a superhero when he has his glasses.
Yeah.
But I don't get the Clint Kark name.
I don't understand a lot of this. What if he was like, my whole life I wanted to be an orc. Is he now battling people in Middle Earth? What is he talking about?
He sounds like he feels like he could be.
The superheroes aren't real. They're not real things.
I wonder, like, when did he stop saying that in school? They're like, you're 10th grade. He's like, I want to be a superhero. I could do it.
Sounds like he did not. But
he's proven him wrong currently. I mean, he is fighting crime so far.
I mean, yeah, he's doing, like...
small time.
Yeah, he's getting guys out of trucks who are climbing back into trucks.
But you got to start somewhere. You're not going to start right at the top of the superhero game.
So you have a utility belt?
I mean, whatever he has is in his Buick Regal. I don't know.
He needs to keep some like a glass shattering fucking hammer in there,
like the,
and some other stuff.
Jaws of Life, if he needs that. He's like, please, sir, stop entering the truck.
Damn. Well, I'll give him that, man. This guy's on top of his
game. He should have tried to submit the guy to get him to stop going in, choke him out.
He should have
saved his life.
Should have armbarred him, broke his arm.
The driver, the driver's like the jerk leaving an argument.
Yeah, he's like, I need this.
I need this.
I don't need anything. Oh, wait, I need this half a bag of Skittles.
I got my kid's Christmas present in there for next year.
You might have had a woman. Do you know this could have been one of these like serial killer long-haul truckers?
Could be.
He's like, fuck, I got a lady in there that's been dead for 3 days.
He's like carrying a big bag, plastic bag.
He's like, I need to get my half-made flesh bodysuit that I've been stitching together. Got a pair of dried old titties.
I
got to
get my 14-inch glove. Aaron, if you were the trucker and you had all your possessions in that cab, what's the one item you're going in to get?
I mean, probably it's got to be the glove, right?
14-inch glove.
The 14-incher?
Yeah.
What about your bat? No.
No. Well, there is a glove shortage right now.
That's true.
They need those chips.
Supply chain, you can't buy a glove anymore.
Yeah.
Is that true, Aaron?
I hadn't heard that.
Not the big dogs. Not the big beefers.
They're saying they're cutting down on the 14-inchers because they're using too much leather on them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shame.
Do you use real leather gloves or you go vegan gloves?
No, it's real leather.
Are there vegan glove options?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
They make beans.
Lentils?
Biodegradable?
Yeah, well, you get different types of beans. Yeah.
Let me see if there's it's got to be, right?
Yeah. But if you've had them, they're super salty.
They make you fart.
but the smell that comes out is, like, not natural.
They got a Wilson Autism Speaks glove. $300.
Oh, for autistic kids?
Autistic.
Wait, baseball. Does it have a face on it so you can talk to the glove?
Yeah.
Hey, friend.
Aaron, have you seen Love on the Spectrum yet?
No.
Either Australian or U.S.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Aaron. Really,
you would love it, man.
Why do you hate these people? They just want to date and have sex like the rest of us.
The problem is Aaron's...
Actually, I don't know if they want to have... A lot of them, that I can't tell if they want to have sex or it's just companionship.
This year, though, the U.S. are the most horny. They were kissing a lot.
There was a lot of smooching, but they don't really express sexual urges, at least like to the camera.
I want to see that part of it because I think that would be the
porno.
Most fascinating. Yeah.
Wow.
Because how does it work? It seems like...
It's like Shaq.
Very awkward.
Yeah, and I think just they don't know what's going down. One lady said she used to practice kissing a cupcake. Was that it? Like licking it?
That lady seemed like
some of the kissing was...
Though.
There was kissing like looked like a fish, just like open mouth, like opening and closing. That couple was the best. The people who love lions.
Yes.
They were great.
At first I was
great
like,
chemistry.
She could have gotten a guy better looking.
But they just had so much in common.
But then I was like, oh, they're the perfect couple.
You're perfect.
But yeah, she went in mouth open, wide, like, aw.
And he was just kind of like taking it and enjoying
it. He took it, yeah. I think the
he
lady...
He gave her a present every day, like night, like jewelry and stuff.
Oh, the best was when she gave her gummy bears.
She gave him like movie candy.
Would you remember she gave him gummy bears?
He gave her gummy bears.
Or he
bear.
Gave
and
her...
he's like, I would like some of those.
No, he goes, you know, sharing is caring. And she goes, get your own.
Yeah, the guy was like, what? I just gave you the whole bag.
Could you open those up and maybe we could share together?
And she said, no.
She goes, no, get your own bag.
There's a beauty to the simplicity of the dating. Both of them just wanted someone who loved lions as much as they did. And they both did.
I think that's the key to it all.
And boom, done. That love connection instant.
And the other lady just
she had
wanted,
never dated, had she? No, she dated. She had a boyfriend before.
Yeah, I think in high school.
And they went to that like zoo place in L.A.
Yeah.
A lot of them were in L.A., I think, obviously, because of the filming.
The there's the one lady who was obsessed with animation.
Oh, she talked about.
Do you like it? She goes, well, he needs to be into animation.
And she said he needed to be a business partner to her, to date her.
Yeah. You would love it, Aaron.
She was very picky. She was not all you needed to like lions.
I think she had had sex, though.
Well, she said her aunt kept saying, like, don't have too much fun. And when she got drunk, she seemed like she was getting crazy horny.
Oh, she told the guy she loved him and then started,
instantly.
Like,
and then
they made out big time.
And then she's like, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they made out, like.
But then she, like, broke up with the guy after telling him she was in love with him on the first meeting.
Yeah, but at the end, they got back together.
No, but then they broke up again.
I know, but she just couldn't resist his long hair. She liked.
When she heard he worked at Ralph's, which is a grocery store here, she was disgusted.
Yeah, she was not.
She's a businesswoman.
But she loved his hair.
She did love
long
his hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
But Aaron, you would love that. You would be so horny. You really would. I think you would try to contact these people online.
We know a comic who has autism. I was like, how did he not get on this show for a little publicity?
Too autistic.
He's too autistic?
Yeah.
Dude, what about the Indian guy? The Indian guy was
the perfect, like, He was autistic, but he was quiet. What was his name? Shabu?
Sabo.
Dude, that guy was great.
Oh, he was great. That was a great couple.
That was a great couple.
They're still together.
He said...
That woman is, by the way, on a show called Born This Way. She's a TV star about a show with people who have Down syndrome.
No shit.
So they poached a talent. I don't know if it's a Netflix show or not, but they're like, we like what you got. We want to see you. You want to come on our show.
I like the guy, though, because she goes, what TV do you like? He goes, I don't like TV. Let's not talk about it anymore.
He said, instantly shut it down. He said, I don't want to talk about TV. He loved movies. He said, no TV talk.
What kind of music do you listen to? Video game soundtrack.
And dating coach was like, you know, if you don't like a topic, you can ask questions about it.
The whole time I'm yelling, I'm like, dude, you just got to go. Let's talk about, what do you like?
His family.
I thought he was blowing it. I thought the chick was like not into it. It turns out
they both were having the time of their lives. Neither of them seemed like they were.
Yeah.
But the family was really on his ass about pulling the chair out. I was like, give the guy some slack. He's never dated in his life.
Yes.
You're on his ass. Like, you didn't pull the chair out? Dude. By the way, I don't think I've ever pulled the chair.
Oh, I've pulled the chair.
But like, you've like gone around the table like that all the way.
Oh, I've walked up. I'll take the jacket off. I pull the chair out on the first few dates for sure. Oh. I still open the car door for my wife sometimes.
You're like Sabote.
No.
But then he did. He nailed it. He nailed it.
But because he realized like this is, dude. If you do that, you are head and shoulders above everybody else. Just that simple gesture, the lady will be like, whoa, all right. This guy, this is nice.
Yeah.
I feel safe.
Well, it seemed like a big thing was for the men on the show, the parents were like, you got to take the bill. Because a lot of them were like, they didn't want to pay the bill.
The one guy goes, do you want to split the bill? I'll just pay for it.
That's the guy from Boston who was, he seemed like he could be hard to handle.
He went to the Renaissance Fair.
He did. She said, let's just be friends.
They were giving him too hard of a time. It's like, dude.
And you could tell he felt like bad about it. They kept saying, like, he didn't pull the chair.
But, dude, he's already in a situation he's never been in. Never. Just leave the chair out of it.
Never in his life. How about you just focus on, like, whoa, you went out there and you did it. Great job.
Chair is like advanced level dating.
Yeah.
You don't just.
It's not first date.
You're not just doing it.
And it's not like she was like, oh, my God, what a dick.
Yeah.
He didn't pull out my chair.
But if you do that.
The TV thing was, I think, more egregious than the.
He goes, I don't want to talk about TV anymore.
He's like, can we change the topic?
The old man, I thought, his old man, because they were in an arranged marriage. He's from India.
Oh, yeah, his father. Father never spoke. He wept.
Then he cried. He
wept a couple times.
Yeah.
The old man on the show, the 63-year-old guy, was diagnosed with autism at 61.
I was like, dude, I could diagnose you in 2 seconds. Dude, not just you're
that
on
guy
the show.
Should do voiceover. Great voice. He's like, oh, yeah.
How did he have all this money? Were his parents loaded? Because he had a sweet place in San Francisco.
Yeah, that ain't cheap. But I was thinking like maybe
it looked good.
Maybe subsidized. I don't know.
Not that place.
Yeah, maybe just he had
that
family
was all
money.
All new shit, big.
He had an assistant.
Yeah, assistant? I think his parents left him. At first, I go, this guy could be like a tech genius. But then he goes, oh, I don't even know how to use a computer. And I go, well, that's out.
And he's like, I used to work down by the wharf. Over here in a booth.
I like that he went on a date with a lady who was too weird for him.
He wasn't into her. He rejected her.
Dude,
she asked him out. It was awkward. Dude. He just stood there. And the producer was like, I think she's asking you out. And he's like, oh, could I think about that for a few moments?
She was devastated.
I was like, oh, that's a tough denial.
But that lady, in his defense,
she loves Star Trek.
She moved her whole family to San Francisco because it's the fake headquarters of the fucking
Star Trek.
Starfleet or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, he was like, oh.
Okay.
He told the guy, his best buddy, who he meets up, I'm looking for a female version of you.
Yeah, he wanted to fuck
the guy
that
was like, the guy was like, wait, what? What does that mean?
By the way, that guy now, after this show airs, that guy is going to be swimming in eligible ladies wanting to date him.
I think all in their 20s, young to mid-20s.
Yeah, they're
smoke
all.
Smoke shows.
They will be like, I guarantee you he's out there banging right now.
Wow. This is 69ing is not bad.
And if you go to his house, he's like, I have 6 women here right now.
I have a harem now.
Oof.
Unbelievable. That, of course.
I think all those guys, but even the... the Indian dude, he goes, the best part was when he goes, I don't want Indian woman.
Yeah, he said no Indian
and
woman.
Then they go.
To his mother.
And then he asked the lady, they have a date set up, blind date, and he's like, is she Indian? And they go, no. And she goes, good.
You guys self-hating.
was like, Jesus.
There's, then there's the one woman, I forget her name, the lady who trained her dog, who was like...
Wait, who the one who was like the hot one.
Yeah, pretty attractive. Was the woman she lived with, was that just her friend, or was it someone who like worked for her?
I think she was like a single white female
style. I couldn't
style.
Understand
she was like,
what was going on there.
I think she was in love with her.
She was brushing her hair. I was like, this is weird.
I think she was in love with her.
She's like, let me brush your hair for the date. Then she like meets up post-date for all the details. I'm like, this is, she's way too into her life.
I know.
So I was like, I don't know if she works with the, because then she would like tell her what to order on the menu like beforehand. Like there's a lot of like,
she can't read.
She said she had like a ton of like, she's like, I have every learning disability that you can have. I was like, yeah. Yikes.
She seemed, I can't believe, I thought she hit it off with that guy and then the guy ghosted
her. I think some of the info, he was like, oh man, I didn't know
that. Yeah, but he was super into her. And then I think his friends were like,
they're like, don't do it.
But that guy seemed like a cool guy. That would have been like,
he had a good showing on TV. Like he didn't like shun her. He didn't do anything bad. Like, because you could be like, wait, what?
We don't know. Also, like, she may have texted him 50 times. Who knows?
Yeah, she could say like.
He may have been like, whoa, okay.
She seemed like she understood sex the most of anyone on the show. She said she dated a guy who had a butt plug tattooed on his finger.
Yeah.
Which is Aaron.
Like Aaron's
style. It's Aaron's pinky.
From you.
It's Aaron's pinky that he hurt. He hurt the butt plug finger.
One finger is a banana for the Savannah Bananas. Yep. The other is a butt plug. And the other measures
one's
the circumference of a softball.
One's a softball bat. His middle finger.
That chick was a little negative is the problem.
She came off as kind of cold and mean, but I don't think she was. But I think she kind of comes off as like shut down a little bit.
Well, she had a tough life.
Yeah.
She's like, and she wasn't she in foster care or something?
That one?
She, was that? I don't think.
She had a nice house.
I mean, she was, it was a rental, yeah.
It was a nice pad. She
That's
trained
what you
that
get
dog.
Outside of L.A.
She kept the hunting. Was like she was obsessed with the hunting.
But then she showed every
She's like,
picture.
Do you hunt? And the guys, like she was in South Carolina, so it seems like most of the guys at least have hunted before.
She was on Tinder, but she did. Every guy she swiped at was had a picture of a fucking deer they just shot.
Yeah, she's like, I can't take it. Do you hunt? Aaron, do you hunt?
No.
Have you?
No.
Oh, you could date this girl, Aaron.
Cool.
Get out there.
Yeah, she's in the other coast, but what do you think?
I mean, my wife might be pissed.
Nah, she'll understand.
Yeah.
A lot of them go to speed dating events, which seems...
It's the best way you can do it.
The one lady's like, do you like animation? Have you ever been to an animation event? Do you know what autism is?
Well, she met that guy. By the way, that guy that she met, the girl that was into animation...
He was loved animation.
The best... By the way, that guy was perfect.
And she told him he was ugly to his face.
That guy was better looking than the other fucking guy.
She goes, attraction's not that important. To his face. She's like, sometimes you got to look for other things. I'm like, Jesus.
She'll never find a guy better than that guy.
The guy did great voiceover work. I was doing Ren and Stimpy, like, perfectly.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you like animation? He's like, oh, I love animation. He wanted to be in. He was in school studying animation.
Her fixation, though, was his hair wasn't long enough. But he could have grown it out.
Grow it out. Give him a couple months.
Dude. I was like, you're blowing the only you got.
Well, then she went back to the other guy. Now she's gonna try to go back to this guy. Real indecisive.
Yeah, I don't.
Her aunt made her take a shot before she went out. I'm like, you're getting crazy.
Jesus, dude, get him lubed.
She's like, take this tequila. I was like, I don't think she needs tequila.
Well, I don't think they got her when she was like 13 or something.
I love you. This is like such beautiful. Like she was doing. They were doing like poetry to each other. Her and the long haired guy. He read a poem to her.
I love
it. But he didn't write it for her because he'd never met her before.
The guy started laughing uncomfortably, uncontrollably.
Oh, he was dying. He's like, I'm sorry.
He told her he loved her. Aaron, what are you doing?
Great program.
What are you watching, Aaron?
Boys trying is to back. Finish up Stranger Things right now.
I tried to watch the first episode. It's been too much time.
It's not good.
It's been too much time.
I'm on episode 3. I'm not enjoying it so far.
The Boys is out, so I just watched 3 episodes.
Boys are back in town.
Yeah, I gotta watch The Boys.
Oh, look at you.
Aaron, watch Love on the Spectrum. That's your assignment. Start in Australia. Get the background.
You don't have to. I mean, because Aaron's very particular about accents.
Yeah, and he loves the America.
He's kind of a little autistic.
Xenophobic.
So. You could get on this show just to up your...
I hope not.
Engineering
job. Audio engineering.
You know who they should set up? The animation lady with Michael from Australia, who loves SpongeBob, who wants to be a voiceover actor.
Yeah.
He could do voices for her show.
Yeah.
Because her thing was like, she kept describing herself like she's like a multimillionaire businesswoman. I couldn't tell what the extent of her business is or isn't.
I couldn't. Yeah, she seemed like she was the CEO.
Yeah, and it was just like
Oracle.
That's how she portrayed herself.
But maybe
she really
shit on
those guys.
But I don't know. With everything she's got going on, she seems to be. Maybe she is.
Maybe she dates a 63-year-old next season. Oh, that would be splendid. That would be,
I love animation.
That would be. Oh, Comic-Con? You bet. Tell you what, they're like, you want to go for a walk? Of course. Yes.
Aaron, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
The Aaron Hour.
For 15 years, yeah.
Whoa. Aaron.
You would have got it at the ground floor. You would have been one of the first podcasts.
Yep.
Have you ever listened to our show and you're like, I could do better than this?
No, I don't believe I could do better than this, no.
Who do you think you could do better than?
Yeah, name the shows you've listened to.
There was 10 shows that you think you could do better than.
You should do the Aaron Softball Experience, the ASC.
There you go, dude.
All softball talk.
Yeah.
But it's men only.
All softball all day.
Are you watching the Softball World Series that's going on right now?
I was not aware of it until last night.
You're like, oh, look at these chicks. Boring. Fast pitch? Losers.
Told you, my sister-in-law was a D1 softball player.
Aaron should get her on the squad. She doesn't live here, though, does
no,
she?
No, she does not.
Aaron's going to be like, I'll pay for you to move out for the season.
Happy to have her, yeah.
Happy to have her, if she's willing to move.
I was talking to Big Earl. He said he wants to discuss this on the show. I don't know how this came. I don't think this came up in regards to Aaron, but he just brought it up. A manager at the Comedy Store, he alleges, was cheating on the softball team. And I was like, it got to be too much. I quit. I couldn't take it. He said,
I know who you're talking about.
He said he brought in this ringer that they all knew, like, because they're supposed to work at your place of business. And then everyone's like, this guy's.
Did he put him on the payroll? He's like, clock in 1 hour a week.
I'm sure. So there was that.
Who wants to win that bad?
There was something else he did. I forget what it was. But Earl's like, I couldn't take it.
Is it exactly who I'm thinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. we got to talk to Earl about that because he had to quit the team. So Earl's a free agent if you want him, Aaron. I don't know if I can't see him being very good at softball, but maybe
he plays.
I
mean, he has the fastest slap shot on pavement recorded.
He hits with a hockey stick in softball like Happy Gilmore.
Well, I mean, I gotta see how he runs in Barbados. You know,
he's 65 years old.
There is that too, but
yeah, the leather pants is going to be a hindrance.
Yeah. You know? He wears leather baseball
sliding
pants.
It probably would help out pretty good.
Also, he's going to bring his dog. He's going to call timeouts a lot. He's like, I got to make sure Lois
hold
is
on.
All right.
Timeout in the batter's box. I got to go see Lois. Give me a kiss. He also demands that Rat be played the whole game on a loop. Yeah. So there's that.
Also, he's like, oh. He doesn't use his fingers to call which pitch to throw. Uses his cock because it points straight down to the left when it gets a boner.
That means just throw the same pitch you always throw.
Yeah. Oh, you assumed it was a bat? He'll love hearing that compliment.
Yeah. Aaron, thank you. Aaron's really laughing at some of these bits.
Here's the problem. The toilet will be an issue.
Yeah,
I bet.
No. Have you heard the story of what happened to me when I went up to go use his bathroom?
No.
Dude. Seems like you've been the victim of a lot of toilet situations.
Yeah, it's not. By the way, this is not me. I'm like this MMA fighter who's like Batman. I'm the toilet Batman. I'm always walking this situation. Well, I went up there, and there was so much diarrhea caked around the bowl. Like, he clearly had not cleaned it in years. And it was, I almost threw up.
And I thought he did that, though, because he said somebody famous had used it, so he didn't want to preserving it.
But I did come out with his preparation age. That's what I could borrow. So.
Come on, I'm 70 years old. You know Norm Self? Great porn star.
Ah, went to high school with him.
Be cool. I'm on this new show, Love on the Spectrum.
Dude,
not bad.
You're going to see him on there?
You like 80s music? They're like, oh, wait.
Dude, I bet, because the guy that we're talking about that's a comic that is autistic, he's too advanced, though.
But that girl was advanced.
No, but he's like, they want someone a little more innocent.
Oh,
he's been hanging out for years with, like, dirty comics.
Well, that would be interesting to see. They'd have to find, like, a dirty autistic lady for him.
Yeah, but you remember he got a hand job once, and she was, ripping his pubes out.
Yeah, he's led a life.
Because his dinky was kind of small.
He's led a life in that show.
I think it's too much life for the show.
Too racy, you're saying.
Yeah.
For Netflix.
I think if they do, like, a season 3 hedonism.
That could be.
Love on the Spectrum hedonism, he would make it.
The Indian guy could do the calendar trick, name what day of the week this day was. Is that mathematics? Is that how you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a mathematics whiz, great with numbers.
Aaron, can you do that? Can you do you have any savant traits?
You can recall a softball game.
I'm a trivia guy.
You think this guy he doesn't even know who's winning during the game.
That's true. What kind of trivia do you know? I'll pull up a question and watch you get it wrong.
I mean, I have a pretty high general knowledge base, yeah.
Whoa. So just go with anything.
All right.
Pop culture.
All right.
Pop culture.
Let's go. Let's see here.
What was the name of the other singer that was not George Michael in Wham?
Andrew Ridgely.
Whoa.
At what temperature does water freeze?
Are we talking Celsius or Fahrenheit?
You can give me either, Aaron.
0 Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
And but what temperature does it freeze at 6,000 feet altitude? That's at sea level.
Probably higher, right? I would think.
You're the general knowledge guru.
I'm not a scientist.
Who was the 50th U.S. president?
Hasn't happened yet.
You know what I was going to say? Adams.
We're only at 46.
Right? I don't even know what we are on.
46.
Who was the 22nd president?
Ooh.
Let me look that up.
I know 21st is because of Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, it's Sam Jackson to answer that?
Yeah.
It was Jeremy Irons?
Chester A. Arthur.
Whoa. Dude, we got our own Sabat over here.
Did you say, I thought you were saying Savant, but you said Sabat, I guess.
Sabat, yeah.
Yeah. It was Grover Cleveland, Aaron. You blew it out.
You know what? Check who the other singer of Wham was, because this guy might just be spewing up.
He said he knew the one before it, which he was right, because he was preceded by Chester Arthur.
Yeah, yeah.
Chester A. Arthur. Chester,
who came after him? Do you know that?
Who came after who?
Cleveland.
23. I'd need to know the years, because I think then I could narrow it.
He got out of office in 1889.
Ooh. I don't know. That's probably some jackass like Millard Fillmore.
Some jackass? Not Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
It's Benjamin Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison, one of those ones you never hear of.
Related to Rick Harrison and Old Man Harrison from Pawn Stars.
You only hear about 8 presidents, basically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Those ones in the after Lincoln, you don't really hear about much.
Who's the 25th?
Again, I need years.
Looks like he was 1897 until 1901.
It's William McKinley. He was assassinated.
Whoa, Aaron got that one.
Damn.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I could do the 20th century.
Look at the big brain on Aaron.
You got it.
By the way, if you want to be weirded out, there's a lady who colors old black and white photos, and she colored one of those iconic pictures of Lincoln. And to see him in color, he looks super creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks fucking weird. You'll be like, oh, Lincoln was a pervert. He looks fucking weird.
So you're saying Wilkes Booth may have been onto something.
Eric, can you find...
Lincoln might have been a gay man.
A gay man?
A gay man, yeah.
Why, was he at the Luxor Hotel?
No, he shared a bed with a dude,
Listen to this, homophobe. What are you talking about?
Just one time? Like, in a sleepover party? Or he's permanently?
It was for a lot, when they were broke, I think they shared a bed with some dude.
So you're calling him gay, Abraham Lincoln?
You mean he shared a dude with bed and the dude paid him?
No, no, no.
He just shared it because he was broke.
I think they were both broke.
It was his friend, Aaron. Come on.
Aaron, can you find a colored picture of Lincoln and put it on the screen?
Yeah, let me try.
It's this lady colors all these photos and they really lose their luster. It's fascinating.
Let's take a look.
Because black and white is very dramatic, and then when you see it, you're like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Does he have tons of pimples?
No, but somebody drew a penis on his side of his face.
Must have been the guy he shared a bed with that Aaron hates.
Aaron's like, get these guys.
I just said that was a thing.
You only want straight presidents. I get it.
Would you rather would you rather sleep on the floor than share a bed with a dude?
It's just unusual. I don't know.
Are you currently sharing a bed with a dude in your marriage?
Trying to find this photo.
We can arrange for that if you'd like.
Do they? They could have been sleeping foot to head,
or ass to ass,
or ass to ass.
Yeah, go ass to ass.
Nuts to butts.
And unless this is dildo. Yeah. You stealing a Dean Del Rey bit?
I think that's where Requiem for a Dream got their bit for the double-ended dildo.
It's quite possible.
Here's Lincoln.
Here's okay.
Here we go.
About to look at a color. Look at it. Looks like a fucking weirdo.
He looks like I just makes like his ear look bigger for some reason.
Yeah, it does. He just looks like a fucking looks like an old dude.
Looks kind of like a homeless guy. They like dressed up in a suit and let him like shave some of your beard off, and well, you can go in there.
You think this is the Kanye West homeless fashion show shot?
It's almost in color. In black and white, he does not look homeless. In color, he does kind of look.
Yeah.
Homeless. His hair's kind of messed up, which you don't really see in the black and white for some reason.
He's got some serious bedhead. Oh, look.
His penis is poking out of his fly in the color.
No, that's the guy's finger that he's been sharing the bed with.
Oh.
Dude, yeah, no, it looks...
Who knew that the tie he was wearing was maroon? I didn't.
I think that was her own personal choice. Oh, okay.
She's taking, maybe that suit is pink
because
he's so gay.
Yeah, it could have been. Doesn't it ruin it? I don't know. It just ruins stuff. You're just like, ah. Yeah, Lincoln. Great.
He looks almost sad with his eyes colored.
His wife was a fucking psycho. The guy that he loved, he was sharing a bed with.
Yeah, his lover.
Couldn't do anything after they got
his
rich.
His softball team was losing. Does he have a pen in his hand? What was in his hand? Might have been a dildo.
That was a double-ended dildo when they slept ass to ass. Oh, it looks like two cotton swabs.
Oh, he's doing an STD test?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Now, what is that in there?
I think it's a pen, but it's blurred, whatever it is.
Aaron, what do you think like, about this?
He's moving while they're taking
it's unprofessional.
There's also a bunch of old photos. You know, everyone in old black and white photos from the 1800s is super stoic. I saw this thing where there's a bunch of outtakes from those photos, and it's people having like a great time, like laughing, and they're
really?
Like, and then they're like, come on, be serious. We're trying to take a photo here. Because I guess at the time, you had to take serious photos.
Well, it took so long for the film to be exposed because of the technology that if you were smiling, it would be impossible to smile that long. Like it, you'd have to sit there for like 30 minutes.
There's the Aaron trivia facts.
Yeah, talking about exposing yourself on film.
Yeah, so you just had to stay still, and it's easier to stay still in a rested.
Well, that's an interesting tidbit. Then how'd they get all these playful shots of them smiling and laughing and frolicking?
Those are probably the blooper reel.
You know, yeah.
So frolic, for 3 minutes.
They're like, you got to sit for 2 more hours. One of you just laughed.
I wish we still used the old gunpowder.
Maybe somebody farted flashes. While they were waiting and the whole family laughed right when it flashed.
That could be.
And then they're like, oh, shit, we got to redo it. That happened to Aaron once at a family portrait.
Is that true?
Yeah,
they're painting him in the family.
Yeah,
there. Aaron's like, can you paint me on the softball mound?
we
should commission a painting of Aaron pitching softball. Beautiful portrait
with us, like in the outfield with tiny gloves.
But just like with his pitching arm is like huge muscle. The other arm's weak and atrophied. This huge 14-inch glove. I want it real the size. 14 inches on the canvas. But make Aaron way smaller than the glove.
Admit, no, it's us on the mat. We're on the edge of the mound on our hands and knees worshiping him.
Yes. As are awesome. Other people as well.
Yes.
Like a bunch of people.
And there's a halo over his head. And the ball... is basically the universe.
Maybe Brody Stevens up looking from heaven down.
An angel wing.
Down upon, but he's pissed that Aaron just blew the game with a bad throw.
He's got like an angel robe that says 818.
Don't do this, Aaron. You hit his head.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's a great photo right there. And behind him in the background, you can see the Yoo-hoo room.
Yeah.
Aaron got his start as a comic.
So it's like kind of a This Is Your Life in painting form.
Yeah. And then behind.
Maybe Miramar, maybe somewhere in there, his experiences in the Southeast Asia.
And then there's just says the Aaron podcast.
All 15 years in the making.
All his dreams. I feel like we should start a podcast for you.
We'll be your sound engineers.
Yeah. I'm a pretty good sound engineer.
Yeah, why don't you, O'Neill, sit where you sit. You sit over here.
Do you want to do that? You want to swap it out? I'll be on the side mic. Why don't we try that next episode?
We'll have Aaron at the table.
Are you in, Aaron?
Would you get in trouble if you come out of the booth? Will they say, Aaron, what are you doing?
No, I mean, it's
have you ever done it before?
No.
Whoa.
There
it is. On camera.
I'll be on the side mic, and I'll be cutting back and forth for the camera.
Yeah.
You just got to show me what to push.
Man, this is going to get crazy.
Are you into it, or you need a week to think about it?
I'm fine. Let's do it.
Oh! Aaron's podcast debut.
Aaron, on-screen Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen.
This could be amazing.
People are going to be like, oh, I didn't think he looked like that. I thought he was long, flowing hair. I thought he was Hispanic.
No, he's like a clean-cut young man.
Yeah, they're going to be blown away.
Yeah, with child.
Are you going to wear a mask, Aaron? Do you want your face seen on the show?
You could bring Big Earl's. Hey, why don't you and Big Earl do it, and then we'll go in the side.
Not a bad idea.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron. How are you?
I got a bit for you.
Oh, dude, you would love doing bits with Earl. You guys can go over your comedy bits.
Old bits. Bit yeah. versus bit.
Yoo-hoo room. Come on.
He hates the Yoo-hoo room. He really does hate it. We should bring it up. Tell him Aaron's a Yoo-hoo veteran. And he takes exception to it.
I like flappers.
Don't tell Earl. He hates it.
I go over there a lot. It's a good crowd. It's all, hey, if there's a crowd and a microphone, I don't give a fuck.
Flippers. All right, well, we got a teaser for next week. We'll be back Aaron.
Do we set up? Do we sit off to the side and just watch and see how it goes?
Aaron and Big Earl, give them an interview segment.
Yes, I say we open it, the show.
Wait, you guys aren't going to be here?
No, we're going to be over there. We might need two more mics. I could sit back there. And then you just sit over here, but you got to be out of sight.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of chime in and be like, hey, Aaron, ask him this. But who knows? It might go off so well.
Yeah, they just do the whole show.
Maybe you and Earl start your own podcast. 15-year dream in the making.
The Earl and Aaron hour.
Has anybody ever asked you to be on their show?
Not beyond being on the mic like I am now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
What a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, fuck those other
I've been on some shows, like on camera. But, not in here, because I can't. I'm busy working. I'm busy doing this.
Well, we want you to take some time off.
Yeah, you've been working hard.
I've never trained a host of a podcast to do my job while I go out there.
Well, it's going to be a new time for everybody.
I have recording experience, only about 500 episodes. So,
all right, well, next week, we'll see what happens. Stay tuned.
Aaron's going to call in sick.
I think he might.
Are you nervous?
No, not at all.
Oh, dude, he's been. Do you do mock podcasts at home for your wife and stuff?
No.
To train for it?
No, we call those conversations.
But you have a mic in your hand. It's not hooked up to anything.
It's not in my hand.
It's made out of like a caramel apple on a stick.
He wears a wireless mic.
This is exciting.
All right.
I'm excited for you. We're making a little boy's dream come true.
Yep. Here it is. It's all downhill from here. Bucket list item crossed off.
We're going to get you into stand-up. We're going to get your own podcast. Things are going to happen for you, Aaron.
Oh, jeez. What if Aaron becomes a huge star and leaves us in the dust?
Well, he better have us open for him.
I don't think he will. He'll forget us.
Is that true? Aaron's doing Red Rocks within 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
9,000-seater.
All right, everybody. We're going to be out of here next week. We got Aaron coming on the show.
Yep. Interview Big Earl.
Good
what
night.
The fuck?
What? Who are you? Hello.
By the way, we're throwing you in the mix. Like, this is a high-level guest as far as trying to...
Wrangle.
This is going to be your biggest challenge to date. We're throwing you deep in deep waters right off the bat. Because he's going to be doing Cobra bits. He's going to be doing Rambo bits.
Predator. If you don't keep a tight leash on him, he's going to run away.
Yeah. He could run all over you. We're going to have to give you some advice. Aaron, steer it this way.
Aaron, get him off the Predator. He's too heavy.
Aaron, you're giving him too much attention with the Predator lines. Ask disinterested. After he does it, you got to go right into a question that doesn't relate to Predator at all.
Be cool. Don't listen to him, Aaron.
We don't want him to run roughshod over you.
Yeah. This is your debut.
Mike is going to be listening.
That's true.
Yeah.
You might quit the team if you don't show out.
You want to prove that you deserve to be in front.
You need to bring
and
your.
I think you do.
You need to bring your 14-inch mic.
Bring your glove. You can talk about, oh, good-looking glove. Is that a Varvatos glove?
Reminds me of my friend's goalie glove. Be cool. Ever played, what's he call it? Ball hockey?
Can I give you something to open with?
Sure.
Talk about those gas prices.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, yeah, I have a Jeep. Oh, you both have Jeeps.
We do.
Or if you want to go to the third rail, you talk a little politics. He's really upset with Gavin Newsom.
I would say avoid politics. I would avoid politics. Because you're going to get a classic podcast hole.
You could talk about Boys Town, which is something he knows a lot about.
Yes.
Intimately.
Talk about Carol Shelby.
You could talk about that, yeah. He had talk about AEW wrestling he just went to.
If you know it.
No,
you,
Sting? What? What the fuck?
You have a broad knowledge base.
Yeah.
So you could be able to
always
talk
trivia if you hit a rut.
But you got to stick with the 80s.
That's true.
Don't go anywhere else. 80s
character actors is a specialty.
Are you familiar with those, Aaron?
Some, yeah, sure.
Especially ones who have recently...
Some. You need to be familiar with all.
Every. Especially if they've recently passed away. Those really hit them hard. Oh, the guy in Beverly Hills Cop who walked by, Axel Foley, what a great performance.
Yeah, the two guys that originally brought him to the Beverly Hills Police Department. Also, you have to know who he ran into at Whole Foods recently.
Yes.
What character actors.
All right. So you got a lot of research to do. Jesus. Before next
week. I'll tell you what, there's probably going to be a different type of load in that toilet before this episode.
Yeah, man.
Aaron's nervous. It's mom's spaghetti.
Yep.
The surface, he looks calm and ready.
All right, everybody. Man, I'm excited and I'm nervous all at the same time.
I think Aaron's going to fucking pull it off. And then we're going to sell you this podcast.
Yep.
You just jump right in.
$7,000.
Yep.
Plus right. $50,000 down payment. all right, everybody. Take her easy.
Bye-bye.
Good
adios.
Night. Next week, Aaron on the mic.
For the first time ever.
Well, not first time on the camera mic.
Well, first time ever just being him and a guest.
Yep, Aaron himself.
Everyone's pulling for you, Aaron. They love you. Everyone loves you.
Good night.
They call me the Danish. The Danish and all of you.